Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
If you're seriously hurt in an accident, you'll want all the money you deserve. That's called justice. But there wouldn't be lawyers if justice was easy. No, justice is not easy. It's fought for and it's won. At Brown & Crouppen, we fight for justice every day. If you want some, call 222-2222. Because at Brown & Crouppen, justice is our business.
Cubbies are going tra-la, tra-la. Look out on the mess, tra-la, tra-la. The Cardinals are coming, tra-la,
right, here you go.
Tra-la. The Cubbies are slaying.
Get you ready for the 2024 the campaign. Heck of a year.
I love this one. It got Mills Brothers vibe.
It does, yeah. Probably inspired.
With your merit badge, your seniority merit badge, you've got to be a little cool. Mm-hmm.
Power flute.
Yep. So good.
I'm back on time, but you can't see me on YouTube right here.
He is not on YouTube, but he wants management to know he's back on time.
No, not management. Just
Tommy has like a little
audience.
The listeners who keep track of.
There's a spreadsheet that the listeners.
No, somebody want to bet I can make. I can be on time for the next month.
I mean, there's a lot of people to bet. Now, a lot of people take that bet.
You can control.
You're
going to
bet the audience that you're going to be back.
You could get retirement money with this bet.
Yeah, this could be another opportunity here. Your representation, Andy Crouppen's still
might,
in here. So.
Might be the 8K that you need to put you over the top.
Yeah. People show how much money you want to pay me to be on time that I can't be on time for a month.
I can't wait for the text.
You think
Tommy
people,
Bethany, what up, Tommy?
You think
I was
people,
on time as well.
People owe you money for showing up on time.
They seem to have a lot of interest in it. They point it out every time. I'll wait for another one.
It looks like you're sitting 6 inches off the floor.
You literally look like a little kid right now.
It's the only chair I could find.
I was just going to ask, could we maybe sponsor Iggy's chair so you get him a full-out chair? But then I'm like, it's kind of funny.
It's a shame there isn't a camera on it.
No, we only have guests in here usually when you or Ed come in, so I have to have this little chair.
Hold on a second. We got Hugh's brother Buffett says, I will take the bet as long as the money comes out of his pocket if he loses.
All right, what's he betting?
Hugh's brother Buffett, call in the Callier and Thompson phone line, 636-9004-TMA.
Jacksonville.
Iggy, a bunch of bets are coming in. He makes it back one segment of one day because a porn star is about to come in, and now he peacocks around like he just cured cancer. That's from Dogtown Ty.
No, I knew she wasn't coming in right away.
I don't know that it's fair to label her as a porn star, is it? I think...
Doug...
Well, she was on OnlyFans and made her money that way, being naked and having sex on camera.
Well, and I don't know about that second part. I've not...
I think it's true, isn't it?
Well, she has, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. She was with... Doug, who was it, that podcast you like, No Laying Up with Adam...
Adam 22.
Adam 22, and is it Lena?
Oh, No I Limit. Lena the Plug.
Yeah, that's who she engaged in coitus with. Really seemed to enjoy Adam's
Wait,
work.
With Adam 22?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. We're about to have a superstar in this studio.
That's right.
We need a clip, Andy, of Lena the Plug.
Why do we have to pay Iggy on top of his salary to meet the minimum requirements of his job, like being on time? Is this real? That's from the Warson Woods Wacko. Mm. Iggy? Or your representation?
Jackson, can you keep... Because I don't have the text inbox. Can you keep track of these people who want to bet me?
Jackson, can you handle...
I'm going to have to wet my beak.
I can't see it.
You like that, Andy? He's going to wet his beak. He's going to take a little vig.
Yeah. It's only fair.
Yeah, that's industry standard.
It'll work
it?
For free.
Yeah, you can take a vig. If you keep track of it, Jackson, you get 25%.
25%?
Oh, Andy,
maybe
I
you want to step in on your...
why do you start there?
I'm the one that's got to come in.
He's got a good deal.
How about 10%, Jackson?
I'm being nice.
Man said 25.
We'll give you 25%.
What, 25? Jackson might shepherd Iggy in here to make sure he gets here on time.
Is this where you, as an attorney,
put
your hand over the microphone and then whisper to your client?
No, because I like Jackson. If it's 25%, that's
there
fine
it is.
With me.
Jackson, you got 25% of his book.
It does give him an incentive to get him here on time.
Got
to
spit it somehow.
10%, maybe.
Now that it's 6.5 minutes, I can make it. I mean, those three-minute breaks. I mean, the time I go to the bathroom, I'm downstairs. It's time to come back upstairs.
Well,
again.
Don't go downstairs then.
Well, I need a smoke break.
No, you don't need it. You
trash
want
for
it.
An hour,
you yeah. don't need it.
Relax for a bit.
What about just zinning?
What?
Haven't you seen these Zins, the nicotine pouches? That way you don't need to stay downstairs. You just throw it in the upper deck, and I don't use these.
Throw
but
it in the upper deck.
There's this whole world of Zin. It's like a little pillow-shaped thing that is nicotine but not tobacco that people use. And I'm convinced that this is why, because in the schools they say vaping is down, and I'm convinced these kids are just using Zins because they're less detectable.
Yeah. No, I thought of $1 million maker last night if somebody could do this.
Okay.
And there's got to be
now, don't
technology.
Give Jackson 25% of it before you go giving any of it away. Just give the idea before.
It's free money for me. And for Jackson. But you know how...
Unless it fails.
See, I smoke menthols.
Okay.
I know it's the nicotine. You're addicted to nicotine. But you like that, just the flavor, the nice, cool...
If the art of smoking, Iggy, is what you like, that's what
so
it is.
So if you can make, and something that you can do that with, too, is you eat a cough drop. You know, a couple sucks on the cough drop, and you like that feeling in your throat. If you could make a cigarette, not water vape, because water is bad for your lungs, too, just a cigarette where you smoke it, and all it comes out is the flavor of a cough drop.
Okay.
You don't have the smoke coming out, but...
How about a cough drop?
Yeah, that's just a cough drop and a straw.
No, but it's the thing of having it in your hand. And
yeah, straw.
That was the hardest thing for me when I quit smoking for a month was I went out and pretended like I was smoking.
Yeah.
I would just go on my smoke breaks and sit outside and smoke a fake. I put the cigarette in my mouth, but not light it.
Well, why don't you put a cough drop in your mouth?
Well, you got to have the whole cigarette.
Yeah, and then the fake cigarette.
How about a candy cigarette? One of those bubblegum candy cigarettes.
Yeah. In Mad Men, John Hamm used herbal cigarettes because obviously his character had to smoke a ton and he didn't smoke. So they kind of have some like that. Like the herbal.
It's hard. If you can get through 3 days after, I think, 72 hours, the nicotine's out of your system.
I have sort of a mild cough drop addiction. I have Halls all the time, year-round.
Dave Green, our former boss, used to do that.
I like him.
We were in Webster Groves. Me, Jay, and him would go out and smoke. And Dave wouldn't smoke. He'd just chew on a cough drop. And as soon as he'd walk in, he'd like, spit the cough drop out. After like a month, you look on the side where there's all these little cough drops laying around.
Oh, I'll finish the job. Not his empty cough drops. No. My own.
This Lime doesn't even understand addiction. You know what else you could do to be back on time? Not smoke. That's from Arbor Day. He won our Texter of the Year.
Where is that?
You could plant a tree.
Well, that's an option.
I think I do understand addiction. It's hard to quit smoking. That's addicted to cigarettes.
Tim, can we get a copy of Iggy's most recent performance review from management? I bet the goals listed for the year are, number one, talk less. Number two, be back on time from breaks. Number three, limit visits to other shows while on air. Number four, reduce criticism of the fountain repairman. That's from the Worson Woods Wacko. Have you been scolded about criticizing the fountain repairman?
Not 2 out of 4, ain't bad.
They were out there today.
The fountain repairman was?
Somebody was out there working.
Did you
in
see
the
him,
fountain?
Iggy?
I saw him Friday. He was out talking to the girl who runs the place. And he was inside the fountain talking about the fountain, so I guess they're going to start working on it. I told him to work on it early the other day.
Said, you gave him orders.
Well, I told him, I said, you know, with this warm weather, you could probably get a head start on that fountain. That was his answer.
Do you like the fountain?
I love the fountain.
Do you?
Flip that off.
I mean, there's some Saturdays I'll just come up here and make a cup of coffee and sit out in the sun.
That's kind of a shallow life.
It's relaxing. It's like when I go to bed at night, I have my white noise machine with the sound of a babbling brook.
But I feel like you could go so many nicer places with fountains.
Mm-hmm.
Not that this isn't an exquisite facility.
Well, it's 3 minutes from my house, so it's
easy. All right. But isn't there a park around here?
Yeah, I go to Creve Coeur Park.
Creve Coeur Park is close. They got to have a fountain there somewhere.
Where?
Or a hose.
Somewhere in Creve Coeur Park, there's got to be a fountain.
No, there's a lake, so it's just as relaxing. I just get a Starbucks, go sit on the bench and sit by the lake.
Jackson, how is the book looking? You're getting 25% on this. What kind of number of wagers have we seen?
So far, all I've seen is Dogtown Tie.
Okay, what's he betting?
His bet is $50 a month for up to 4 months.
Wow.
Pick the month duration. The money must be yours if you lose, though, so you have to pay out. But duration must be set before you start, and can't leave during live reads as well.
Yeah.
Okay, you accept these terms, or counselor? I don't know.
Wait, are there any odds on this?
Even money.
Now, I, for one, can't guarantee six-minute breaks. I can't add double, like, so whatever breaks I'm given, sometimes they're 4.5, sometimes they're 7. I mean, we... Last one was about 6.5.
You and I work on a deal. I'll give you 5% if you just make keep playing spots till I get back in here.
Iggy, there's going to be nothing left for you.
It's illegal.
I believe that's an FCC issue.
I can't
issue.
Put myself in that not for $50.
Just yeah, I think that could cost you your job.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it'd be tough to explain to management why I'm doing that. Yeah. Oh, you didn't hear about Iggy Bet?
Just a few more PSAs.
There's a couple latter, but yeah, I wanted to let Iggy know that, like, I will try my hardest to accommodate a six-minute break, but it's not always a guarantee.
Yeah, I mean, it's now it's just become a bit. I mean, I'm not late on purpose. There's times that I'll just kind of forget about.
Forget that we're doing a 3-hour show is all now. We do the whole day. That's
well, it's been going on for 2 years. So like, ever since we have YouTube in here, it's not like people never noticed when I wasn't back. Well, Webster was a little, or the Kirkwood was a little different. I mean, I would sit here in the studio, walk out of the studio in the back, and where that door is the door outside. So right. I literally walked 20 feet to smoke a cigarette and come back in. So it wasn't like I had to go up the elevator, down the elevator, wait for the elevator. A little bit different. And our breaks were like 9 minutes long there.
Yeah, we did.
Because we just played like 8 minutes of promos.
Maybe we can talk to management about you smoking in the studio.
No.
How about that? Look at this representation.
Doug just fell off his chair.
They used to do that. That used to be a very common
crazy?
Thing. Yeah. People smoked in the workplace all the time.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, go back and imagine. I mean, even a time when they smoked in bars and it seemed so insane. But
airplanes,
imagine sitting in a small room. Yeah, airplanes.
What year did that stop? Was that in the 70s?
I think it was 80s? Later than that. It was.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you could.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I've been on. I mean, I'm 53 and international flights. I
you
was in college and people
really?
Were still smoking on flights. Like it was like the back few rows or something like that was going to matter.
I remember, I think one of the last times, maybe a year later, they banned it. But last time I can remember is I was just got back from Bermuda. It was 91. And me, my mom, my dad, my sister, my brother-in-law, my brother, we all went to Vegas for a weekend. And we were still smoking on the plane then. That was 91. So I'm guessing 92, 93 is when they banned it.
Wait, domestic flight?
Oh, yeah.
Or from Bermuda?
No, I just gotten back living in Bermuda, and we went. I remember because my last year in Bermuda was 91.
So it originated
and we went to Vegas.
In the United States to a totally domestic flight? Wow.
Yeah, we went from St. Louis to Vegas. And
that's amazing.
When I was in the bar scene in the late 70s, early 80s, you'd come home and almost have to burn your clothes. They
smelled
so bad.
Yeah.
You couldn't wear them. You'd sit for days in the bathroom or have to launder, have them dry cleaned or something. It smelled so awful.
Oh, and your eyes would burn sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, and imagine in a room this size, you'd have people, three people out of the five of us would be smoking.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Ever go to like a bowling alley and look up at the ceiling tile and it's just bright and yellow?
Bill.
There was a guy who worked with us years and years ago who now has passed away, who was a heavy smoker. And you saw those, you know, the ceiling tiles like you have here, and they were totally discolored.
Yeah.
He smoked in his office for years. It's remarkable.
Yeah, and there was Andy Kaufman who died from secondhand smoke. He said he never had a cigarette in his life, but he spent his, you know, much of his career in bars and things doing shows.
He's still alive, Doug. He's coming back.
Andy Kaufman is coming back.
He is coming back.
I remember I went to Midnight Mass 1 year. My uncle, who never went to Mass, was over. We always had a party at Christmas Eve for relatives and my dad's friends at Charco House. And at midnight, we go to Mass. And we're up on the balcony because the downstairs was full. So we're in the balcony. Mass just started. My uncle lights a cigarette. I go, what are you doing? You can't smoke in church. He's just up in the balcony smoking a cigarette while we're all sitting there. Funniest thing I ever saw.
What? When do you think that stopped? Because at some point, I'm assuming you probably could smoke in church. Was that ever?
I don't know. I don't ever remember seeing
there
that.
Times you could smoke in hospitals.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw somebody at the Tim McGraw concert Friday. A puff of smoke went up in the section next to us. And there weren't any ushers or anything around. But about 2 minutes later, there was three or four security guards down there sniffing around, asking where'd that come from? Who did it?
Really?
Yeah.
Because it was a cigarette, not
chronic? It was a big puff of smoke came from somebody. I don't know exactly what it was.
Did it smell like a skunk?
I don't smell very much, so I don't know what it smelled like.
Probably
but
a one-hitter.
They had eyes on it somewhere in security,
right?
And they knew where it was coming
on top of it.
Where was it?
At the Tim McGraw Enterprise Center.
I'm shocked, because although you don't smell people smoking in concerts as much as you used to.
No, you're not allowed to smoke in the building at all.
Yeah, but, I mean, people always did. I guess maybe they're taking edibles now.
No, they weren't paying attention to a Snoop Dogg show.
Right. And that's probably true.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Andy, I got a couple of business things I need to tend to. And then Brianna texted me. Iggy, she been in contact with you?
I haven't checked. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she... you got it, so you can read it.
Well, I didn't know if it had changed, though.
No, she just said she'd come in after KC.
I just don't know how long.
Well, business before pleasure.
Hey, man, that's my credo. I told her if she could get in by 9:15, that'd be helpful, because otherwise we wouldn't be able to have a long segment with her. So hopefully she can be in here within the next 10 minutes. But before we do that, we will have the Design Air Heating and Cooling email today at 9:45. Jax and I have Balloon Party on 101 ESPN at about 10 o'clock. And today, Doug, it's Tuesday's Topics. So that's going to be unbelievable.
Sounds like nothing to me.
From 10 to 11. Hey, Green Envy has been in business in St. Louis for over a decade. Green Envy only uses products that are formulated for our Missouri/Illinois soil, weather conditions, and turf types. No national, generic, cheap, ineffective products at Green Envy. Doug is a client. They've treated his lawn.
I've already had to cut my grass twice.
Is that right?
Last week alone, I had to cut it twice. It's growing so thick.
I'm on one cut. It is amazing what they do for your lawn. And the number is 636-757-1600. That's 636-757-1600. They're open 12 hours a day, Monday through Friday, and then Saturday from 9 to 1 to take your calls and answer questions. Their service professionals are commercially licensed applicators, as certified by the Missouri Department of Agriculture, and this ensures you have a trained professional on your property, no part-timers or high school kids applying God knows what on your lawns. It's Green Envy, 636-757-1600. That's Green Envy. Doug and I are both clients of Green Envy. Jackson, tell people about Circa.
Well, Tim, it's the world's largest sports book in Las Vegas, and now it's in Illinois. That's right. If you live here in the St. Louis, Missouri area, you just make the short drive across the river. Or if you already live in Illinois, sign up. The Circa Sports app is sports betting the way it should be, with big app bets, high betting limits, tight money line splits, and the best customer service around. More tournament action coming your way this weekend. I like a lot of what's coming out of the Midwest region of the tournament, Tim. I like that Purdue-Gonzaga matchup and that Creighton-Tennessee matchup. I think both of those are going to be super fun to wager on. I don't know where I'm at yet, but I'll be figuring it out. And when I do, I'm going to be using the Circa Sports app, which is now available in Illinois. Visit CircaSports.com for more details and get ready to start betting like a pro. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
There you go. And if you're feeling a little sluggish, if you haven't been feeling well-rested when you get up, if you've noticed you've been working out but you're not putting on muscle like you used to, and you may be feeling bloated, have some belly fat, these can be symptoms of low testosterone. And that's where Mantality comes into play. Mantality is a local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. They're online at lowtusa.com. Even if you've tried testosterone before, not everyone understands the blood chemistry in men's bodies. That's where Mantality can help. The normal range for testosterone is large. If you've been to a doctor and they told you that you were normal without understanding the range or testing your free testosterone, it was not fully looked at, come get checked with Mantality. Testosterone therapy helps men regain normal function and restores the ability to perform normally at all levels. Go to lowtusa.com. That's Mantality, lowtusa.com. Brianna.com and think about it. All right, Andy, it's wonderful that you're here. You're going to get to meet Brianna Coppedge just like we are when she joins us coming up in the Schaefer Door Company 9 o'clock hour. We'll have the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day. And then Jackson and I will have Balloon Party on 101 ESPN at 10 o'clock. And Doug, there's your captain's log for today.
Nice little log.
Yeah, there you go. So we'll take a break. That way we'll have a full segment with Brianna when she joins us. She is in the building. She's on Casey. We'll take a break. Come back with the Schaefer Door Company 9 o'clock hour here on TMA, presented to you by Brian and Crouppen.